Okay. So, Zazoy. So today I'd like to hopefully finish packet Dalit. Tomorrow, a short shiur, even though technically it's Thursday scheduled, but we follow the shiur shel yom, you know that. And so we follow... we follow the shiur shel yom. Shiur shel yom is Tuesday. So that's usually my shita. We follow the shiur shel yom. Okay, and so we'll have a short shiur, and then I'll wish everyone a good yor. And then there's, of course, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't have shiur, Rosh Hashanah. And then Tzom Gedalia will be we'll have shiur on Tzom Gedalia. We'll continue on Yeshiva Sukkah on Tzom Gedalia. Yeah, we're going to do Parsha tomorrow. The shiur will be the Parsha shiur. Yes. Okay. So that's Akim in Thursday. Even though we'll do it 11:30, like a Tuesday. Okay. And then Bez Hashem, the week of Aser Simei Tshuva, that should be Bez Hashem a full week. Right? Sunday through Thursday. Sarev Yom Kippur is Friday. What? Yeah, they're having this marathon thing. Thursday. I'm going to be giving shiurim on... I made a packet on Choyla B'Yom Kippur. That's on 10:30 on Thursday morning. They probably have to do it in the other building. Okay, what can I tell you? And we'll see. Maybe we'll have... that's our Sarasi Mei Tshuva. And then I just brought in the packet for Zos HaBracha. Because we don't want to miss out. If we did every Parsha till now, we shouldn't miss out on Zos HaBracha. And then we probably should do Bereishis also. Because when we come back, it'll already be Noach. Right? Because it'll be a three-day Yontif, right? Shemini Atzeres says that's right. A three-day Yontif. So Shabbos Bereishis is already going to be passed. Right? That's Rukhag and Shabbos Bereishis, right? So when we come back, it'll be no. So Mishnah and Bereishis. If we got to get in Bereishis, we have to do Bereishis before we leave. So these are some, and then there's a lot of more Sukkah things. There's a lot to do. So, okay, stay tuned. There's Hashem. Yisbarach. It should all be well. Okay. I want to show you now something very interesting. Take a look. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara. On page 12 and 13. What's the shear of Schach Posel? Say you have schach posel. This is still packet dalet. We didn't give out it. Still packet dalet. A packet dalet is good. There's no left. Packet dalet is sold out. I started now with Jesse's advice. I'm making more packets. So we should try to not lose your packets because. And I still give out so when we say something is schach posel, right? So does that mean, say you have some schach posel in your sukkah. So does that posel the whole sukkah? No. The schach posel posels only what? That area. Say I have a metal rod going down my sukkah from one side to the other. You know, going down from, you know, the width of the sukkah. Like you have a metal rod. So that's schach posel. Why? Because it's mekabel tuma. So it's schach posel. So let me ask you a question. Can I sit under schach posel? Can I sit under that metal rod?
Yes. Which one of the schach posel, yes.
So what's the din? So it says like this: Chach posel, says the mechaber, posel beemtza bedalat tfachim. In other words, if this chach posel is four tfachim wide, so it's posel. What does it mean? It's posel. What does it mean? It's posel. So that means that you can't. It means two things. This is a very important yisod. It means that you can't sit under the metal rod if it's four tefachim wide, because chach posel posel bedal tefachim. And it means the second thing. It means that it divides your sukkah in half. So now your sukkah is two different sukkahs, to the left of the metal rod and to the right of the metal rod. It's separate sukkahs now. What's the difference in separate sukkahs? So therefore you have to make sure that each sukkah has three walls and has the zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim, because each sukkah now is a separate entity. So when we say schach, but if the sukkah, the metal rod, is less than four tefachim, then what? You can even sit under the metal rod, and it's still one sukkah. So you don't need to have a sheer sukkah on both sides, because it's still one sukkah, and just there's a metal rod in between. And you can eat. Rav Chaim Talmud Gutman once said to me, he thought even lechatchila, you could sit under it, because it doesn't poisel. Understand? Even lechatchila, you can sit under the metal rod if it's less than four tefachim wide, because it's chach poisel, but it only poisel the dal tefachim. So I can manage to sit under this metal rod, and even say to the right of the metal rod, you don't have a sheer sukkah anymore. You could still sit there, because it didn't divide the sukkah in half. It's still one big sukkah. But if the metal rod would be four tefachim wide, then you can't sit under the metal rod, and now the sukkah is two sukkahs. So therefore, if you want to sit in any of the one, each sukkah has to have the sheer sukkah on its own right. A dover sheyesh lo matirin. What do you mean? I want to understand what you're saying. First of all, it's not really a din bittul. The metal rod is omed b'fnei atzmo. It's not mu'urav with the other things. Halachically, we consider it that it's tofel to the other schach. But it's not a real din bittul. So that's the din. So schach posel be'emtza bedal tefachim. And you could what? You could sleep under the metal rod. But min hatzad, but say the metal rod is not in the middle of the sukkah. It's off at the end, min hatzad. Because one case is the metal rod was right here. Make believe it's a bird's eye view of schach. And you have the metal rod here in the middle. So if it's dal tefachim, then it divides the sukkah in half. But say it's over here, right next to the wall, the metal rod. So then, the halacha is, min atzad ein posel al bedal amos. Av apachos bedal amos kshera. So there's a halacha of dofen akuma. We're not going to spend too much time of it now, but the halacha is, if you have schach posel at the end of the rooftop, so we view the wall of the sukkah to bend. In other words, the halacha is that the schach has to be near the wall. So if you have schach posel here, so then you have the wall here. You have the schach posel here, and now the schach kosher here. So the wall and the schach kosher are not next to each other. because the wall goes up, and then now you make a turn, you're horizontal now to the ceiling, to the schach, and now you have schach puzzle here, and now the schach kosher starts here. So the problem with this sukkah is that the wall is here, and the schach kosher only starts here, so it's not contiguous. So the halacha Mishnah Sinai says that as long as it's less than dollar amos, the schach puzzle becomes an extension of the wall. So we view the wall as if it goes up and then bends. So you have a bent wall, like this. It goes up and then it bends. So the schach puzzle, if it's less than valid amos, is part of the wall, and then the schach puzzle comes up to the schach kosher. Say again?
If you want to use the wall to actually be like this shape, if this one can be down on the house, or is that just a special thing for stuff?
Well, you want to make a wall that way? If the wall is from a material that's not good for schach, then it'll be dofen akuma. If it's more than dalar amos, if this schach puzzle is more than dalar amos, so then the sukkah is going to be puzzle. If you only have two, say you only have three walls. So you have two, one wall here, one wall here, and one wall here. But if it's more than dalar amos and more, then we don't view this as part of the wall. And in Mela, this wall is disjoint from the schach kosher because it's too far away. And therefore then you only have a sukkah with two walls, and a sukkah with two walls is no good. Okay, so that's the din of schach puzzle. Now take a look on page 13, Tof Reish Lamed Beis base. Avir. What if you have air in your sukkah? In other words, you have gaps on your sukkah. On the schach. Say I have some schach and then there's an airspace. So what's the shear then? What's the shear of an airspace in the sukkah on the schach? For schach puzzle, we said, what's the shear? Is dalid. Dalid what? Dalid tzvachim. But for an airspace, avir bein bidol bein katan shovin bein ensa bein metzad begimel tzvachim psula. The shear is gimel tzvachim. So if it's gimel tefachim, say I have schach, and then I have a gap of three fists. So the same thing. Now, and it goes through the whole width of the sukkah. My sukkah is what? Divided in half. So. Just like the schach puzzle divided the sukkah in two, the avir divides it, but it's a different shear. Avir is three tzvachim, and schach posel is what? Is what? How many tzvachim?
Four.
Dal tzvachim. Right. Yeah, Matt? And if it's next to a wall, same thing. The shear is gimel tzvachim. Because you only say dofen akuma, you can't say dofen akuma by air. Air can become part of your wall. Only schach puzzle. If you're talking of air, you can't sit under, and will divide your sukkah no matter where it is in the sukkah, provided it goes from one side to the other. But if it's, say, two tfachim, say you have air space of two tfachim, then that's not. It has to be three tefachim. So that's what he says. Avir bein b'gdol bein b'ktan, page 13. Shavim the bein b'emtz bein b'atzah b'gimel tefachim su'u pochaz m'shlosh ha'tzksheru u'mitztarv l'hashlim ha'sukah b'ein yesheinim tachtov. And then he says the Ramah, the davka shaholech al pnei kol hasukkah. The ain sukkah she'eba the kovim the kovim. Right. In other words, it has to be that it goes through from one side of the sukkah to the other side of the sukkah. But there's no such thing as a sukkah that doesn't have any air spaces. Every sukkah has some air spaces. Now let me ask you a question. What's the din? What should be the din if you have a sukkah that has an airspace of two tefachim? What should be the din? Well, yeah, and therefore what? It's kosher. Where?
Obviously.
Where? Yeah, obviously where the airspace is, the airspace is going to be more chama than tzel.
Yeah.
But it means the overall shear of the sukkah, as you say. Say again, I'm not following what you said.
Why is that?
Because, I'll tell you why, because if it's less than three tefachim, then it's part of the sukkah. It's part of the shear sukkah. So once it's part of the sukkah, you have to dine on the whole sukkah as one unit. The Baal Beam, if it's less than four tefachim, it's part of the sukkah. And you can sit under the Baal Beam. If it's less than 4 tefachim. We'll see. Wait one second. Now, I want to show you one more thing. Right, so we discussed Avir, right? Now Avir is Gimel Tefachim. Okay, so that's an excellent point. In other words, again, Beischach Pasul, the Shear is Dalet Tfachim. And if it's less, then it's Kasher and Yeshenim Tachim. But what if you have an airspace? So it's three tefachim. But if it's less than three tefachim, it's okay. Right? Pachas shlosh tefachim mutstav lash nevshiv ein yishein tachtov. So if you have an S, and the Ramah saying if it goes from one side of the sukkah to the other.
So that call
it
bigger than three or smaller than three?
So the Pashup Shara, the Shechta point out, is smaller than three.
Smaller.
In other words, the Ramah is quoting Rabbeinu Rucham a big Kiddush, that If you have an airspace that's less than 3 tefachim, and it goes from one side of the sukkah to another, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to sit on the, in that area. It's different. It's different than schach posel. Schach posel, if it's less than the shear of schach posel of 4 tefachim, then you can even sit under it. He's saying by avir, even if it's what less. Now, so what's the shear then? So it's the shear for avir to divide the sukkah into is what is 3 tefachim. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, it doesn't divide the sukkah in two. But could you sit under it? The Rama says no. Now, to what degree? Say it's a half a tefach. Also, you can't sit under it? What do you say? What's the shear? So your sukkah has a little... Yeah. Say again? Yeah, okay, but still, I mean, what if it's... He says, Pachas shloshak sherim, starv lash lam sukkah ve'in yishen in tahtov. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the difference between schach posel and avir? What's the difference? How come by avir, by schach posel, once it's less than the shear, you could sit there? By schach posel b'sholosh tefachim, but if it's less than the shear, you still can't sit there. So what's the chiluf? Okay, but still. It's still possible. What's the pshat? What is the pshat? There was here, look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Dafka Shaholach al Pnei Kol HaSukkah. Pachas Mishloshet, page 13. Pachas Mishloshet Ksherim, Tzak Lashim HaSukkah, Ve'in Yishin Tachtav, Dafka Shaholach al Pnei Kol HaSukkah. So the question is, even a Mashahu? This was a question Rav Shachar likes to discuss, eh? The whole question was, when you have the bamboos, right? So if you put the bamboos all in one way, one direction, so there's going to be a little airspace between each bamboo. So then where are you going to ever sit in your sukkah? If there's a din that you can't sit under an airspace, even if it's less than 3 tefachim, if it goes from one... So how does that work with the sukkah? How does that... Because if you have a sukkah with bamboos... is bound to be airspaces that are going from one side to the other. So Rav Shechel always would say, well, when you have bamboos, you should put some bamboos the other direction. You shouldn't put all bamboos in one direction. You should crisscross. So then, if you don't have avir going from one side to the other, because there's bamboos in the other direction. Right, that's what the Ramah says. He says, the Davin Holech al Pnei Kol HaSukkah. So that's the problem. So that's the question. Do you really have to do this thing? What do you think? Do you really have to crisscross it?
How does the Noah Israel work with
the Rishon? What?
How does it work with the David Town that has to be really Rishon? There's not going to be any airs, there's not going to be any right now.
One second. Why not?
No space between it.
Where?
If there's no hole, there's no way for the rain to get in. Shout for people within that.
No, you're saying that if the din is the, that you can't have avir al pnei kulo, I mean, you could say, well, Rabbi Yitam could say very simple, that it's not, it doesn't go through from one side to the other. It's not al pnei kulo. So what's this halacha? Why ain't yishen im tachtav? It's a strange halacha. If it's kosher, you should be able to slid under it, right? And where does this come from? Take a look in the Gemara Sukkah, Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Let's open up to Yud Tes Amud Aleph in the Gemara. No. Massive. Six lines from the bottom. Maskif la Rav Hoshaya lo yehei ela avir v'avir pachas mishlosha tfachim besukha ketana mipasio amalei Rav Abba zemet star v'yishenim tachtov v'zemet star v'ein yishenim tachtov. Whereas by schach posel, if it's less than four tfachim, it's mitstarv to the sukha and you could sit under the metal rod. But by avir, if it's less than three tfachim, it's mitzaref, but ain't yishenim tachtav. So why is that? So what's the pshat? How do you understand the pshat? Why ain't you shein in tachtav? Kind of, so we should look in the rush, right? That's what you're telling me? So let's look in the rush. Look in the rush, Rabbi said. So look in the end of Siman Lamed Hey in the Rush. The end of Siman Lamed Hey in the Rush, right before Siman Lamed Vav begins. First word in line is Bo. Afach Mashlam Sukkah Vein Shein Tachtav Lo Tikshu Lo Chei Chei Ochol Adam Gizar Besukkah Velei in the Kovim Shlo Yishin Tachas Nethovim Tach Ma'ayik Sha'ovir Mahalech B'chol Orach HaSukkah. It has to be what? Whole width, length of the sukkah. But what's the reason for this halacha? Why would you say, in other words, if you're saying you have to sleep under schach kosher, I understand, but that's not true, because by schach posel, if it's less than dal tfachim, you're kosher, ve'en yishen in tachtav. By avir, it's less than gimel tfachim, it's also kosher, but again, by the rods, if it's less than dal tfachim, it's kosher, and ve'yishen in tachtav. By the airspace, if it's less than gimel tfachim, it's kosher, but yishenim tachtav. Why yishenim tachtav? I mean, ain't yishenim tachtav, I'm sorry, by airspace. But why by metal? You are yishenim tachtav, it's bachas mikashir. You hear the question? In other words, there are two things that possible on the sukkah: airspace fossils and tachpasul fossils, like metal rods. And they each have a shear. The airspace is a din of gimel tefachim, fossils, less than gimel tefachim is kosher, it doesn't divide the sukkah. And tachpasul, the shear is dal tefachim fossils. But if it's less than dal tefachim, it's kosher, and you can sleep under that metal rod. But by Avir, if it's less than 3 tzvachim, it's kosher, it doesn't divide the sukkah, but you can't sit on the airspace if it goes from one side of the sukkah to the other.
What? You can't diddle how are we saying on the airspace?
Yeah. Does someone want to give me an orchard shulchan? I hear. But the question is, or a shulchan, but if it's airspace, it would be easier to be tougher or harder to be tougher. I would think fakir, since it's a nothing. It's easier to be tufel. I mean, lamaisa, it is tufel because it's mitzarev to the sheer sukkah. It's just ein yishen and tachtav, but it's still part of the sukkah, and it doesn't divide the sukkah in half.
So what happens if you sit underneath?
So you can't sit underneath it.
So
it's a funny type of halacha. In other words, because if you have a metal rod that's two tefachim, so you can sit. It's puzzled, but you even sit under it. Okay, each edition is. What? One second. So, if you look. Yeah, let me read you the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Da, Tov Reish Lamed Beis, hey. Da, the V'schach Pasol, Pachos Midal Tzvachim, Muto Lishon Tachtov, the Botel Lagabe Kol HaSukkah. Right? Aval Min HaTzad, the Pasol Badal Amas, Pachos Midal, Uva'avir, a Pachos Midgimel, Shein a Pasol of HaSukkah, Mikol Mokom Lishon Tachtov, Al Pish Pachos Midal Mistart, Mikol Mokom Lishon Tachtov, Shehol Lach Al Pei Kol HaSukkah, the Minkar Tuva, he says it's more noticeable if it goes up in the minkar tuva. A few in hold up a call suka al shish from meshach sha adam yochel nishan connect the rosh of ruba of lach mutter they will have suka shing over the kovim shish avi meshach nocho and he should talk about malachol yeah so his lashon is the minkar tuva, meaning it's more noticeable if it's what? If it's air, yeah. And it goes from one side to the other. So we're afraid it's sort of some type of like a gzera. That if it's no noticeable, who knows that you'll come to say, why do we need any schach? Why do we need schach? Just sit out in the air. Right? Just go take your chair and just sit out in the air. So if it's chach pasul, you're not going to make that mistake, because chach pasul has a mamashus to it. So if it's too big, it's going to be pasul, but if it's less than gimel tvachim, it's kosher and yisheni tachtav. But avir, even if it's lovad, even if it's less than three tvachim, it's kosher, but ain't yisheni tachtav.
But there's a shade coming down from a tree above the sukkah. It's attached to the ground.
Right.
Directly through that airspace to where you would otherwise be sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to sit under that? Because it's aver, but on the other hand, it is tzchach pasul, but it's tzchach pasul from the tree, not tzchach pasul.
Right. But it's still tzchach pasul.
Right. So we consider it as regular
tzchach pasul. Yeah. Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Say I have airspace that's two tefachim. So the halacha is that it's the start of the sukkah, doesn't divide the sukkah, but you can't sleep under those two tefachim. And what if I put a plastic on top of it? So is it still considered avir? Or now it's plastic, and plastic is chach pasul, so that I can yishein it. Yeah, but then you're shading tachtav as long as it's less than 4 tachtav. So that would be good. Oh, so Rabbi Cheskel Roth in the Tshuva discusses this. On page 16, he says, O din l'chudesh isa l'fizet, the tachas chuchis or nylon ain't lifshon a few ain't pachas b'gashir. See, wants to say an unbelievable chiddush. In other words, if you have airspace, so that's airspace. So what's the din of airspace? Gimel tefachim pasuls. Pachas Megimel doesn't, but Eini Sheni Tachtav. So you says, say you take that airspace and you put a plastic cover over it. Now what? Is that airspace now viewed as airspace? Or is it viewed as Chach Pasul? Because it's not airspace anymore. There's something there. There's the plastic there. And the Nafkamina would be, what's the shear? You go buster. Because it's still see-through, but Lamaisa, there's something there, so it's not just avir. So do we view it as avir? Because if I have avir, but then I cover the avir with plastic, is that avir, or is that chach pasul?
Why would it be avir?
What?
You
think for sure it's what?
Sure it's chach
pasul.
There. So what do you
think? It's like the metal rod.
Yeah.
So therefore, what should be the din that it'll have the shear block? And Yishein and Tachtav or any Yishein and
Tachtav?
Yishein and Tachtav, because it's that. So Rav Cheskel Roth, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Clear plastic, yeah, see through.
No, would you just read from before the same that you pulled out?
Zohar
HaShulchan. Oh,
Zohar HaShulchan?
So that would still be Minka.
Right, exactly. So look at what Rav Cheskel Roth says on page 16.
I thought you were talking about color.
No. Plastic, we've been all the plastic we've always been talking about here, clear plastic. It's Odin Mechudash Isu Bezeh. The Tachas Chuchis, glass or nylon, ain't Lishon Afilu Hein Pachas Mechashir. He don't look at Avir. He wants to say that plastic you treat like Avir. Legabe Ain Yishein and Tachta because it's Minkar. But bottom line is, something there, like you said, so it's Dal Tvachim. So it has the din of Avir and the din It's not possible. Ram Safar is cooking oil, of a lean and leash of taft of Nidan Kaver, the English and taft of Fox in the Gishir, in Komokam ancient cell, Avagam Shu Sosum. He wants to say that the din of Ainishain and taft of is a din of what?
Nikar.
And therefore, if it'll be plastic, it'll still have that same Nikar, that it's separate. So he wants to say that the plastic sheet has the din legabe the shear, it's dal tfachim like the rods. But legabe yishenim tachtov, it has the din of avir like the avir. So he wants to say that you're kimi mechalik. That's his chap.
It will be colored plastic.
That's a whole different story. That's regular schach possible.
Where would we have the possibility to combine the two sheetos? Why would you say the other one?
Because each one, in other words, like you said, if it's something there, then it's schach possible.
Right.
But the din of Ein Yishein and Tachtov is a din like Matzah from Aruch HaShulchan. It's that it looks like two sukkahs. Yeah. Chozer shavir posel. Chozer sukkah mitzaref is yachas. Says Chozer v'Sha'aver Apostle Holkem al Peikolu. The mash of Tzad and Peshita Chashid. Aim at Starfin. Yesh Aver Gimel Tzfachim Yochel the Mato Beschach Pasa. So let me ask you now another question. Two questions. And let me ask you, if you have bamboos that are all in one direction, so there's a sliver of avir between the bamboos. Unless you manage to compact them, there's going to be like a sliver. Is that also included in what the Ramah means? That you can't be in such a sukkah? Because there's avir going from one side to the other. So it's less than the shear, but still ain't yishenim tachtov. So is there the din, like Rav Shefter mentioned, that you have to therefore put bamboos in both directions? You have to crisscross them, or else you'll have avir going or not? What do you think?
The shear people see sitting under the open sun, and that's what we're worried, then it won't be an issue, because people don't look at the gas and say, Olaf, I'm sitting under the sun.
So what's the shear?
Whatever is recommended. But
at
the point when people say,
Olaf,
I'm not sitting under
Sukkah. So in other words, the din is, Pachas mi gimel tfachim still has the din of Ein Yishein and Tachtav. But could one say that only if it's Pachas mi gimel tfachim, but it's like, it's significant. At least would you say the sliver? Is that also, in other words, is that a real Likuva, then all the Jews who don't now they have the mat, so it's not a problem. Mats go with both. But in the old days, all the Jews that had sukkah, schach, that went in one direction, and they didn't crisscross it, so all those Jews were never Yotze. So I think Rav Sternberg writes, it has to be somewhat minkar. If it's just like the little sliver, you know, there's no chashivas to that. Right. That's what Shimon Iron said. So what's the shear? So maybe at least a tefach. See, you have halach of tefach, what Gabi Tumah say. You know, like tefach is considered, is maybe a satumah, right? I don't know if Rav Sternberg says the shear tefach, I may have seen it. But in other words, less than a tefach, a sliver is nothing. It's not minker. So that would be, against what Rav Schechter said, that you have to put it crisscross. Because maybe if it's just a sliver, it's not minker, and not that whole thing is not said. But I would say the Lashon HaRosh is that every sukkah has little nekovim katanim. Yet it's not a problem because it's not holikal p'nei kula. It's mashma that if it was holikal p'nei kula, even if it's the kovim katanim, it would be a problem. So, that's one thing we have to still think about. Then let me ask you a question, another question. What's the din if you have a sukkah that part of the sukkah could rain in and part of the sukkah can't rain in? Would you say that the part that can't rain in is the din of schach pasul and it's poisel b'dal t'fachim and it would divide the sukkah? Say, like in the middle of the sukkah, you have one part of sukkah that's going from one mikatzah l'chatzah that's very dense. Would that be a din of schach posel posel barba? The metal rods is not mekabel tumah, but say den schach. What would be the din of den schach? Would that be a din that it's a din of schach posel? How would you, den schach? If you assume that if it can't rain in, it's posel, would it therefore have a din of schach posel to be posel barba, or not? What would you say to that? What? The Chacham Tzvi says it has to be right for everything else. No, Chacham Tzvi says, the Rama says it has to be more. Chacham Tzvi says as long as it's good for, whatever it's good for, it's good. If you have a sukkah just for achila, it's good for achila.
Why would we use many of
the
puzzle
that area of it? So you're saying it is like
Sakh
puzzle? Yeah. Who thought it would be different?
No, I agree with him. Why would
you agree? Why would it be different? So some.
Right.
As a
whole. What?
It's chach kasher.
It's chach
kasher. It's a dense. So this machlokas that you fellows are arguing is a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Sternberg. Nimrod always goes with Rav Sternberg. look what he says on page 22. He says, "Hamishnah Brura Masik Hapri Megodim Shia Schach the Pasuk Shein Shom Yordim Pesochi Dal Tfachim." Because if you have an area that doesn't rain into, so that's called Schach Pasuk, and as it did a Dal Tfachim. And that's what Nimrod's saying. Dvar tzorchin. That's not called schach posel. Exactly what Rav Nimrod said. Shu schach posel. Racha mochum shu kibayis. No, it's a psul. It's a problem with the sukkah. That it's not like a bayis. Lo aray. So he says, and I think he's right, Rav Sternberg. He says, "In kein nira shafil b'chol ha'sukkah yesh rach mokum echad." Say, there's one a hole, one hole in the sukkah that the rain can get in, then the fact that the rest of the sukkah doesn't have, is so, you know, dense that it can't get in, that's okay. Because it's not a din in the schach. It's schach kosher. It's just, it might be that it has the rain in. So if there's one place that it could rain in, you're taken care of. It doesn't say that schach that it can't rain is schach posel. Because it's schach kosher. The Mishnah Berurah is learning the Prima Gaudim that the schach that can't rain in has a din of schach posel. So melech posel ba'arba. He's saying no. It's the din of schach has to be from the in mekabel. It can't be mekabel tumah. It has to be gedul me'akarka, right? But the din of raining in, even if we had a whole discussion, is there a din? Is there not a din? Well, you know, does it? You know, all the different permutations that we made. But in the end of the day, Rabosai, it could be that it's schach kosher, even for the oyster. It's just that the sukkah has to be able to rain in. So if I have one spot in the sukkah that it can rain in, then it's okay. The fact that 99% it can't, so what? But my sukkah is the sukkah that it can rain into. Just so one second. So he says a beautiful chap, he says, Im kein nirah, afil b'chol sukkah, v'yishrach mokum echa shikshom yorim sagi, d'havadei lo yidur kam b'kviya, s'yirach dir sarai, Im kein kosher. Brings from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he says an unbelievable thing from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. If you want to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, you know what you do? You make a dense sukkah, and in one corner you make it that it can rain in. And you're not going to even be at that corner. So then your sukkah can rain in. Even though 99% can't, but you still have a sukkah that it can rain into. Sukkah filled b'shas k'shom yaniach somach the pesach mokom shak k'shom lo yezikulo shom lav hachi eim shtam shim shom for godol sheicholim liros kochovim k'shom yicholim lerei b'socha mele yochol asachach heitev asukkah shk'shom im yicholim lerei. So he says, "Yosei sheish heker al yidechor lo domi lebayis." He says, "It's an unbelievable thing. If you want to have a cake and eat it too, you make your sukkah as thick as can be. It can't rain in, and put in the corner one spot that it can rain in. And this way, you'll be able to stay in your sukkah when it's raining." The Mishnah Berurah would say that's no good because every piece of schach that it can't rain in is called schach posel. But Rav Shneur thought not from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Then no. And the fact that it rained in, that's a din in the sukkah. So as long as it can, one part of the sukkah can rain in, it's not doing me the bias. And then he wants to bring a riot to this. The Alter Rebbe says, "Sichach v'schavim l'sel k'din in schavim nami shal yorid l'shomim sulo." Okay, we'll have to see more, but. That's a fundamental machlokes. Aliba to the shitas that whole has to rain in. Does that make it schach posel? Well, no. It's not a din schach posel. It's a din in the sukkah b'chalolius has to rain in. So if you have it heavy, 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 but in one area you can rain in, that's good. That's a fun, right? That's a very sadistic machlokes what he's quoting between that the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Gaudim says one way and he argues with him. And Nimrod follows Sternberg. Okay, everybody. We'll get ready for Mincha, and the Bez Hashem tomorrow. You can chazer over what we did today.